Craig, Bob. Well, I'm gonna try to let y'all think tonight. This is the first one that I've sent home in a long time. I made one night last week, but I didn't get to finish it. So maybe I can finish this one out and send it on home to you. Kind of feel bad because I hadn't made one before now, but you know, things ain't been at its best over here lately, and it's kind of hard for me to get out over here and make one. It's not as easy for me as it was when I was back in 34th over here where I'm at. Well, we're all cooped up in a bunch of barracks, and right now I'm standing in between two barracks, and I guess y'all gonna hear quite a bit of noise, the radio's inside going and everything, but maybe I can make it out and show my appreciation for the one that I got from y'all. And y'all just don't know how much I really did enjoy the tape I got from you. Brother Mac, the things you said on it, they really did make me feel good. And Mom, the things you said, Dad, all of you, the things you said, it really meant a lot to me. And I'm proud that y'all see that I'm living a straight life now, and the kind of life that y'all wanted me to live for quite some time, for a long, long time, we might say. Took me a long time to accept it, but finally I have. And now I have what it takes to accept it. I have a wonderful, sweet wife, and guess I've grown up a little bit. But I want to try to make y'all this tape on out tonight, send it on home to you. And I got a thousand things I want to say on here. Now, where I get them all on here or not, I don't know. You know, it's, you can think of a thousand things to say, but when you get this thing in front of you and it starts spinning around, well, it just seems like that you forget what you're going to say altogether. Well, let me start off by saying the 92nd over here, it's a pretty good place. I'm located now about halfway between Saigon and Benoit. I'm about 7 miles from Benoit one way, and probably about 16 miles from Saigon another way. And it's a good area. We have good benefits here, and as far as living standards, it's much better than what I have had in the past since my service time in Vietnam. We have, like I've told y'all in my letters and everything, we have a PX close by, and we have a chapel where we go to church on Sunday, and we have good showers with cement floors and a barracks to live in, which there's about 30, 35 guys in each barracks. And over here, I don't know, it's really done me good, I guess, to get transferred over here because, well, I kind of got away from a lot of things that was going on back in the 34th, which has helped me a whole lot. I mean, back in the 34th, well, the guys knew me as I used to be, you might say. And I can't say hard for me to live a good life over there, but it was harder than it is over here because I don't always have someone coming up and trying to get me to go have a beer with them or go somewhere with them or something like that. I mean, you know, temptation is a strong thing. Thank God I've been able to overcome it. But over here, when I got here, the guys here, they didn't know me. They didn't know the life that I lived before. And of course, I've been invited a lot of times by the guys to go and have a good time. Just a minute. There's a guy going by to go to the shower. I'll probably turn this thing off and on all night as long as I'm making this tape. But as I was saying, over here, the guys, they don't know me as I used to be. And when I first got here, well, you know, I'm kind of guy, I like to have fun with everybody. And right off the reel, well, I kind of hit it off pretty good with the guys, made it out pretty good with the NCOs and everything. But after about a week or so of being here, well, you know, they'd say, let's go over to the club. I'd say, no, I have letters to write, or I have to do this or that. I'd always make some excuse, you know. And so after a little period of time, well, they finally got to where they didn't say anything about it anymore. I mean, they don't knock me because I don't drink and have a good time with them and everything, you know, but they just don't say much about it anymore. I've met a lot of good guys here in the 92nd. I haven't met anyone from Fort Worth or around. I haven't seen anybody from, well, anybody I've ever known, you know, as far as back in the States and everything. I've run across a couple of guys here that I've met since I've been in Vietnam. But there's a lot of good guys here, and of course, around here, I feel like kind of like a privileged character because I'm short, and I guess I've got about as least time to go over here as anybody around. It's getting out of where every day somebody will come up and say, Day, how many days you got to go? And boy, I can pop it off to them right quick. Just like now, if I don't get my drop, I can't have more than 55 days, and if I do get my drop, I've probably got 44 days. So I'm getting right on down the ladder now to where I'll be getting on the old plane, coming on back to the States pretty soon. I guess y'all can imagine what a wonderful feeling it gives me after spending the time that I have over here, and been fortunate like I have. And, well, I just can hardly express the feeling that I have down in my heart of getting to come back home and being in good civilian life again, coming home with an honorable discharge, and knowing that everything is so bright and the grass is so much greener there at home than it is over here. And I don't know, well, I've got an awful lot that I'll tell you all about this place when I get back, but, you know, I can't hardly put it in a letter or on a tape. I mean, regulations won't permit us to do this. Even if it would, I wouldn't do it. And I know that a couple of weeks back, y'all heard some bad things about this old place over here. Things did get rough. I mean, there's no sense in me trying to tell you it didn't, because I know that y'all read the papers and everything. It was right around us. The place got hit all around us. And, well, we was fortunate. I mean, it just, everything turned all right. And now things is quieting down quite a bit. It's, well, it's almost back to normal now. And I don't know, for the Vietnamese, they've got a tet season that they have. It's when they celebrate their birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and all of it is just combined into one. And they all have a birthday at about the same time of the year, you know. They say that they're a year older at this time. And they think that if they do something at this time of year that is good, well, things will go good for them the whole year long. And the VC, being Vietnamese, well, they go by the same belief as the other Vietnamese do, you know. Well, anyway, at the time their tat started, well, they really opened up on us hard here, and there was quite a bit of, well, fighting going on. And I don't know, seen a lot of guys grow up in that 2 weeks that hadn't been here long, you know. And they realize right quick that it's not a game over here, it's for real. And believe me, it is. but I'm, well, I'm just glad that my time's nearly done now, and I'll be on home pretty soon and have all this time done behind me. For a while, I was worried about, getting extended because that fine president we got, a couple of speeches that I heard that he made over American Forces Vietnam radio over here. Well, I was afraid that I was going to get extended from the speeches he had and everything. He said the U.S. was subject to get extended to 6 months, but it came to a head that it was the U.S.'s that had 6 months to do when they got back to the States. And I don't think it's even been approved yet, but that leaves me out altogether because the way it stands right now, I have a lot less than 6 months to do, even if I had to go right on up to my ETS date. And my D-Rolls, of course, when I go back to the States, that's daily rotation. Well, I'll get discharged when I hit California and then go on home. I mean, that'll be it. I'll be out of the service. I got a letter from Linda yesterday, and then I got another one from her again today. And she's put in for her vacation from the 11th until the 30th. And with what little bit we've been able to save since we come back off of R&R, well, I believe that we can manage well enough that I won't have to go to work until she does. And I guess I'll get settled down on a good job then, which I know I will. I mean, I don't say I guess, I know I will. And about the 30th of April, which we've set April aside for the time that it's just a month of us together, getting to come visit y'all, visit her folks, and get around.